time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Noel Carmack. He is with Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern. And we've got another great exhibit coming up at Gallery East. We wanted to come in and talk about it. Two different artists, two different disciplines, and kind of an interesting meeting the way that Mr. Carmack ran into one of the artists. And we'll talk about that and what's coming up there at Gallery East. Noel, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's good to be here, Dave.
So let's talk about the one that just left. You just had an exhibit, of course, that's leaving to make way for this one. How did that one go, and kind of remind us what it was all about?
Well, it went great. We had a lot of really good comments, positive feedback from people that visited. That exhibit was Ike Bushman's semi-abstract work, very colorful images that were all done in mostly acrylic on kind of unusual surfaces. Most of it was canvas, unstretched canvas, and some probably like blankets and so forth. So that went really well. And actually, we hope to have him back again.
A little bit of an eclectic mix with what he uses to paint on. And that's kind of different. It's kind of, because I would assume that different backgrounds are going to bring out different textures as well and make it something look completely and totally different.
Sure, right. You know, depending on what you paint on, of course, you're going to have a smooth, slick background or a surface on which to paint, or, you know, it might be a little bit more textured and rough.
Give a little bit of different depths and things like that.
Yeah.
All right, so this one, the new one, starts on the 28th, and it is called Quiet Spaces. It's two different artists, two different mediums. Laura Lee Bradshaw is a sculptor, and then Jody Gerber is a artist that works mostly in paints, and she's actually from here in the area. But let's talk about Laura Lee Bradshaw really quickly. You said kind of an interesting way that you met this lady.
Yeah, Laura Lee, it's funny. I was on a flight back, I think, from Las Vegas. It's probably been 10, 12 years ago. I was on a flight, and she was sitting next to me, and her then-husband was on the other side, and we were just chatting, and come to find out we're both artists, and she said, well, I teach at UVU, and I said, well, it just happens that I teach art at USU Eastern in Price, and of course she knew where that was, but we had a nice little conversation on this flight back, and she and I have been, you know, in communication over the years. In fact, my son, who attended UVU several years ago, had a class with Laura Lee, a watercolor class, and so he said, you remember that artist that you met on the flight? And he told me that he had her as an instructor. So
once again, small world.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
small world.
It is, yeah.
And so she'll be bringing some sculptures in. And then let's talk for a moment about Jody Gerber. You said she's from over in Emory County, actually, now.
She's I don't know that she's originally from Emory County, but she currently lives there with her husband. Works out of a studio there. Now, Jody, she received an undergraduate degree from Dixie State. I guess it's not Dixie State anymore. But later she went on to go to Laguna Beach, California, where she received an MFA in painting. And she does really beautiful work, a lot of portraiture. And I just thought that her work and Laura Lee's sculpture work was quite compatible, and I thought that it would make for a really nice show.
And that was another interesting thing that we talked about before we came on the air. These two, to your knowledge, these two have never met before.
No, I don't think they've ever met, but they've been in communication by email, of course. But I think bringing their work together is going to be a nice synthesis, and I think those of you who attend the show are going to see how compatible this work is.
So once again, this will start on February 28th. It'll run through March 31st, and you're going to have the reception, and they'll both be here on, is it March 3rd? Is that correct?
Yes, Friday, March 3rd. They should be here from 6 to 8 p.m. We'll have them come and you guys can meet them and ask them questions about their work. Hopefully they'll take some time and talk about their creative processes.
So once again, this is all, you know, a brand new exhibit coming up called Quiet Spaces, going to be at Gallery East from from February 28th to March 31st. And so we've got that one coming up. And then once that one ends, we'll have another one. You said just kind of a smaller one for a shorter period of time for just the first part of April. Is that correct?
Right. And those will be the artists represented in that exhibit will be Jason Hunsinger, who's a photographer and helper, and Anna Evans, who does fiber work. But it should make for a really nice combined show.
And of course, when that one gets closer, we'll bring in for that one. And then, of course, you'll close out the year with the student art show, as always. And when is that one tentatively scheduled to
tentatively
start?
Tentatively at the end of April, right up until the end of school. So it'll be the last couple weeks of April and the first part of May.
All right. So once again, a big fill schedule already at Gallery East to kind of close out the year. And it all starts on February 28th with Quiet Spaces. It is Laura Lee Bradshaw and Jody Gerber. Go up and check that out. They will be here on March 3rd if you'd like to go up there and meet them at Gallery East. You know what? And check out the exhibit, talk with them, and see how, you know, they put everything together. It's always fun to go and see what goes on there at Gallery East. Now, if anybody has any questions about any of this, Noel, how do they get in touch with you?
They can call me. My phone number there at the university is 435-613-5241, or they can email me at noel.carmack@usu.edu.
All right. Once again, an exhibit starting on the 28th of February, Quiet Spaces, runs through the 31st of March at Gallery East on the campus of USU Eastern. Noel Carmack, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.